Hi, I'm Dave and I'm here with Caitlin, and we're interviewing Patrick Paul Walsh, Professor of International Development Studies in UCD as part of the media team.
So you're presenting the ULISES medal today here in UCD. Would you like to explain a bit more about that?
In universities, we like to honour people, and there's different ways to do it. Like some, like places like Trinity would give, say, honorary fellowships, or like in UCD, we might give an honorary PhD. But actually, a few years ago, UCD came up with this idea, because obviously James Joyce is our alumnus, our most famous alumnus, and we came up with the idea that we should have a ULISES medal. And this medal was given to people who had made an enormous global contribution in the sense of Carl Newman, in terms of like the public space or the public sphere.
Who are previous recipients of the award?
Well, actually, it's quite a long list. It goes back to 2005, but I guess it's a list of Nobel Prize winners in literature, like Seamus Heaney you'd recognise. You can see Hamaras, who's a philosopher. We can see people such as Mary McAleese, who was an ex-president of Ireland. And we actually see Bill Clinton, who was an ex-president of the United States. So it's pretty high profile list. It's not easy to get a ULISES medal from UCD.
So why did you choose Professor Jeffrey Sachs?
Professor Jeffrey Sachs is, from an academic point of view, he has basically been a huge leader, who's somebody who's got outside the university and who actually got very involved in advising governments in particular, and working with what's called the multilateral system, or the UN, right? So in particular, like when he wrote about things like the debt crisis in Bolivia, or transition in Poland, or when we saw things like poverty in sub-Saharan Africa during the 80s and 90s, and now more recently human-induced climate change. He was one of the few academics who could write the scholarship, but he actually decided to actually bring that knowledge inside, say, the UN system or inside government. So he wasn't willing just to leave the academic papers on the doorstep of the officials or of ministers, but he would actually walk into those parliaments, and he would be a senior advisor to the ministers and to the bureaucracy structure, and he would make sure that these ideas were brought into action. So he's a massive advocate to actually telling governments in particular that they really should use government policies to protect the interests of people. And certainly there's far too much human suffering in terms of unemployment and poverty and, and other issues like that. So I guess he would be, for me, and it's not just me who says that, because obviously the economists say him as one of the top three most influential economists in the world. Times Magazine has called him top 100 most influential person in the world. So like, he has really made a lifelong dedication of responding to human suffering, and not just staying in the ivory tower, but actually getting out there and getting the message out as a lobbyist, but also as a political advisor.
Thank you very much.